Hello, we are Generally Unappealing Regular People Streaming, and this is The Gourd Pain, Part 5. Defenestration is an option. Enjoy!
Hello, everyone. We are Generally Unappealing Regular People Streaming. Tonight, I will be the DM. My name is Gordon. With me tonight, going around the table in the way I've just gestured with my hands, but you, the listener, cannot see, we have...
He gestured to the left. I'm Henry. I'm playing this week as Finn Davenport, vet tech extraordinaire. Next to me, I have...
Me, Taylor, and I'm going to be playing as Data, the monthly terrible person of all people.
I'm Gordon, my hair is blue, and I'm playing as Felix Malleus, the,
I'm Casey, and I'm playing as Jill Strongarm, the person who has legal immunity.
Oh my god. I'm Spencer, and I'm playing as Chester Books, who has done literally nothing this entire time, and hopefully I can keep it that way.
Fair. Gazer, Jill, Felix, Finn,
Bob.
Chester. There we go.
Mr. Brooks.
Bob the Builder.
I wish.
Mr. Simon.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Make an artificer in D&D call him Bob Builder.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
So, where we last left off, things were going down for Felix.
Real.
Things were going down for real.
Facts for real.
Alright. Real talk, though. Finn and Jill were inside a liquor store that was being attacked by revolving head deer, kind of like one of those, like, if you ever spun the top off a dandelion, it kind of looked like that. Felix, you had just taken a baseball bat.
Thought you were going to say big shit.
No. You'd just taken a baseball bat to, the elbow of a drug dealer who lived two floors below you. You assume he's a drug dealer. You're an old guy in a house with a bunch of drugs. You assume he's a drug dealer. Is that not a fair assumption?
I totally don't remember that happening. But
what?
I remember that.
Yeah, there was a bunch of
drugs. I'm not just agreeing that it happened, I just flipped on it.
Chester, you were watching the fire that was kind of sort of near your house, getting larger and larger. And you'd heard one of the sirens for the first responders go out rather suddenly.
Got it.
I think that's about where we left off. Gazer, you were...
I'm doing my call.
Yeah, you were kind of cowering in your car, which is a pretty reasonable action to take. All right.
Just
so
need a head
starting off, let's start with Felix. Felix, the camera zooms back to you. You're at the end of a fairly powerful swing. The guy's elbow is just shattered. He hasn't cried out in pain. What are you going to do? He's just kind of staggered there, not really moving. You caught him right when he was trying to stand up, and he hasn't really done anything. You know, about a second has passed since you hit him.
We established there's a window?
Defenestration is possible, yes. To the viewers, that means to throw someone out of a window.
No, they should
know.
It's common knowledge at this point.
We're Gordons. Our knowledge is above
ground. At 3 p.m.
I knew that because somebody mentioned it while they were reviewing a Friday the 13th movie. It's the only reason I know it.
Yeah, no, that's fair. All right. This person, left ear is completely gone, like we established before. Their right elbow has just been brutally shattered with this. I'll call it a cricket bat, not a baseball bat.
Just because.
Because that's technically what the damage table makes it, and you should have gotten more damage, but wah wah. As you're taking a second to decide, the figure stands up a little more, and he's on very shaky feet. Still, not a single sound has left his throat, and you very clearly broke his elbow.
I'm gonna hit it again. Case butterfly.
All right. Are you aiming anywhere in particular, or are you just going for the body, or...?
I prefer not to hit the head, but if it happens, it happens.
Fair enough. Roll it.
I can't imagine going and just being like a big ball person.
Actually,
I might. Let's do this thing.
Hit with the head, that's no longer the V.
Boy, there.
What am I? What's going on here?
All right. Oh no, never mind. You got the dice.
Don't you need a third one, please?
He didn't have a special die. I gave him.
That's amusing.
Dang it!
You went through three different bags to get your dice out.
It's two.
Oh, okay.
I just had to pull one bag out of another bag in order to get to
the bottom. Gotcha. That's where I got the three from then.
Eight.
Brawling. It was Dex. Or sorry, baseball bat was Dex minus four.
Okay, that's a success by four.
All right. What did I have for damage on that? Swing plus one crushing damage.
That's five.
Oh, all right, yeah. With five damage, if you've got one there, we'll start using that afterwards. Henry has pulled out one of the many, many Gertz books.
The most creepy one of all.
Yeah. So you swing, and the arm's kind of hanging limp at his side, so you come in from the other way, and you drive it, you know, right above his left hip. You're coming in from the other side, and you hear a pop of a hip dislocating, and he kind of slumps down to one leg, and you do earn a grunt of pain this time, but you're not, it's unlike any grunt of pain you've heard before. It's not really a sharp pitch. It's a very low, ugh.
Oh, I just lost my arm. Oh,
God.
Yeah, no, that's, it's pretty well that tone.
Could you? Use that to
stab
humans later.
After you've just, you think you've broken the hip. I mean, it's pretty reasonable to assume. You're just absolutely wailing on this guy. So you are in the process of committing a homicide.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's go to Chester for a second. Chester, there's the fire. It hasn't really gotten much closer, but make a perception check. If you want to see if it's gotten closer, you can make a perception check.
I will make a perception check.
Alternatively, you can do anything else you'd like.
Wait, what do you mean?
That is 17.
That's
failure rough. By four.
You think the fire's getting a bit smaller. You're not sure, though.
Okay.
What would you like to do? I mean, you've called first responders. Your parents are still soundly asleep.
Let me just look at my indecisive disadvantage here first.
that's fair.
So I have two options. I can either stay or I can go and check it out. Mm. And there's...
You can stay or
you
can...
Oh, yeah. You burned it out.
And I don't know... I forget what the actual disadvantage does with that. I think you have to, like, roll something.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Henry, Lord of the Books.
Yeah,
it's what I do.
It does.
As you're kind of pondering what to do, looking at the fire, scrolling your phone, you're on the Instagram doom spiral. Like, you've been going through Lord of the Rings memes like there's no tomorrow.
Hey, don't call me out.
So for indecisive, you roll a self-control roll, so roll versus will, and for each choice, you get a negative one. So if there's two choices, it's negative two. If there's three options, there's a negative three.
All right,
cool. Kinda. And if you fail the roll, you do nothing.
Great.
What happened if he rolled 18, though?
So
he does less than nothing.
The critical failure.
He goes to sleep.
All right.
Well, since you asked, Taylor.
You just,
it was happening. Yeah, let's go.
You just keep going through with the Instagram doom spiral. You find one pretty funny one with some Billy Joel song. Something about starting a fire.
Wait,
you're kind of waiting there.
Pain?
You see that, surprisingly, there's a couple of people on your street out for a walk towards the fire. You think it might just be people going to spectate or something like that. You know, this town doesn't really get much in the way of action.
They died in Sky Wars and now they're spectating.
Jesus Christ.
No.
No, they do not start flying. Nor do they start accusing you of hacks.
Hacks.
Hack fail.
You're more skilled than me, therefore you're hacking.
Like hacks.
I mean, you can keep watching the fire if you'd like. You can make another roll to actually do something. Wow, that is such a huge disadvantage.
Man, Markiplier released this new in-space Markiplier thing. Might as well find every single path in that. Oh, it's only like, what, 5 hours of watch time.
All right. would you like to do anything?
I'm watching in-space Markiplier.
You know, that's fair. then, coming to Gazer... You're sitting in your car watching a deer run towards a convenience store, And it, you can't help but realize how funny this situation is. I mean, like, what's even going on right now?
I bet you back my call out.
All right. You do have the driving skill, right?
Yeah, I do.
All right, then you don't need to roll for that.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy.
Yeah, easy.
Are you moving particularly quickly or just reversing out?
I'm just reversing out and weaving down.
All right. Where are you headed?
Back to my house, hopefully.
All right. You start the drive. I mean, we're a little ways out of the town proper. There's a couple of buildings around, but no actual proper houses.
That's fine.
You know, it's getting a little later at night, but it's still, like, early evening at worst.
I said, bit on your fuck!
Like, are you calling someone, or are you just screaming out into the night air?
I'm just screaming into the night air.
All right. So...
That's always good.
Fear noises.
I just got nervous and it's not even my turn.
Quiet place moment?
No, not quite that bad. Make a perception check.
Okay, my perception is 11, so I'm just thinking.
Good for you, you're good.
I did that by one, just one.
Success by one?
Unsuccess.
No, I did that by one.
It's called a failure.
A failure
okay,
by one.
Okay, sorry, failure by one. You don't hear anything back. The city's kind of quiet right now and you're a little ways out of town. Finn, Jill,
I'm currently yelling at him for shooting the door.
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah.
You just fired two rounds in rapid succession.
Dropped the gun and ran.
Yeah, dropped
started
the gun and ran.
And now
buddy behind the counter, Finn, you don't see this. You're tucking tail and running. Jill, you see the fairly athletic guy behind the counter hop the counter and, like, start going for the gun. The deer is closer to you than he is to the gun. You're no mathematician, but deer coming to you faster than he's getting to the gun. What would you like to do?
Can I jump over the counter?
Like, back where he was
going? Musical counters?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You might be able to stand.
It's pretty easy. Just strength check plus two. Plus two to your strength, not a penalty.
Okay, so that is...
Yeah, you're just hopping the counter.
Success, but it's 9. Success by 3.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, you hop the counter. It's easy enough. You, like, are you huddling down behind it, or...?
Yeah.
Like, alright, are you trying to hide, or just, like, you don't want to be in line of sight right now?
Don't want to be in line of sight. It's like an offensive barrier.
That's fair. If you hop behind the counter, if you want to look around for anything, you can make a perception check. I mean, it's a liquor store. There's booze and the like. The gun is already on the other side of the counter, but there could still be more back here.
Perception check. It sounds like bones. So it's just plain perception?
Yep.
Success by... What's 6? 7?
Success by 7. You don't quite notice it at first. Wait, by 7?
Yeah, my perception is 13.
All right, success by 7. You don't quite notice it at first, but there is a safe behind the bar, and it seems to be cracked open a little.
Open the safe.
All right, as you swing it wide open, you see that there's a very nice bottle of scotch. It seems to be rather small. You're a pretty spoiled kid. You can, you know, you've stolen your parents' scotch before. You know how it is. This is a pretty damn expensive bottle of scotch. In addition, you see a couple of smaller bottles of things you don't quite recognize, and something you do recognize, a handgun. And, you know, your parents are in the legal field a little bit. You know that this thing is very illegal for where you are right now.
I'm going to take both the expensive scotch and the gun.
All right.
Gonna shoot the deer while drinking the scotch.
I'm gonna beat the deer with the scotch.
Better idea than what I said.
Oh, I'm not doing that. Joking. If it happens, I will. If push comes to shove.
Hey. I can't imagine what you're doing.
If push comes to beating up the scotch
bar. I smash the head.
Well, no, if I smash it, then it can stab me. 2 for 1. Blunt's
gonna
stab.
Works.
Yeah.
It's also a scotch bottle, so it might not break.
Blunt force trauma is my favorite.
My strength is 11. I'll be fine.
My strength is 12.
Yeah.
I'll be finer.
Mine is 12.
Okay. You've grabbed the gun. Are you looking back over the counter, or...?
Yeah, I'll look back over.
Alright. You see the deer still moving towards you guys. You've got about half a second before it gets to the door. The door without any glass in it, because the glass has been shot out.
And then you ran away.
Finn, are you looking for a spot to hide? Or, like, because there's a pretty clear fire exit at the other end of the store that you could bolt through.
That's where I'm going. I was going to say I'm looking for a back door, but if there's a very clearly marked back door...
Yeah, there's an exit
sign. I am going through the back door.
As you throw open the door, you're expecting it, you won't need to roll, but a
Is there like a fireman's axe or anything by the door?
No, there is no fireman's axe by the door. Damn. There is a fire extinguisher, but there's no axe.
I'll take the fire extinguisher.
Extinguish right. The deer.
No,
spray it in the
extinguisher.
Destroy it.
So you,
By a man.
Are you opening the door?
What? Oh yeah, I am opening the door. I am bolting.
So you grab the fire extinguisher, throw open the door. The fire alarm for the building does start going off. It's not it's pretty loud, but it's not like gunshot.
How you get it now?
It's a normal fire alarm. Gazer, you faintly hear a fire alarm as you're driving away. Jill, you hear a pretty loud fire alarm. It sounds like it's very close to your head right about now.
Back to my wave.
I'm running out the back, right?
Yep, you're running out the back. There's a plot convenient patch of woods nearby. You know, the city ends here, and it's pretty well reclaimed quite quickly by nature.
Okay. Is there anything out back besides running straight to woods?
There's two dumpsters. Two large dumpsters, and that's about it. Kind of funny that the liquor store is the last shop before the highway, but...
It ain't what it is.
Eh, sounds okay, Brian.
That way more like,
Can I look for the fire alarm?
Yeah. It's not too hard to find. I mean, it's making a ringing noise. You see a little red thing under the counter that's going off quite loudly.
Can I chuck it as far as possible at the door?
It's bolted to the bar.
Ugh. I could try to rip it off.
Did I stutter?
I mean, you can try, but, you know, it's very clearly screwed into the counter. I mean, it's difficult, but not impossible.
I don't feel like dying by a deer today, so I'm just gonna, like, move away from it.
Yeah, that's fair. You know, you move away from it a little bit. The fire door stays open after you've thrown it open, and you hear some slight more shattering of glass as what you assume is the deer jumping through it, and you hear a gunshot and then a scream. Make the roll.
The deer scream.
It's very obviously an
adult. I mean, it could be worse.
Well,
you could
no,
let me run,
I mean,
like, out the back door into a spider
the
web.
Deer's voice sounds like an
adult
man.
That is a
like
success by 3 for my draft 40 roll.
Yeah, no, it's a loud noise. It shocks you a little bit, but you keep running.
Oh, another gunshot.
Yeah, you're slowly gonna get used to them. Jill, are you gonna look up and over the counter or?
Yeah.
All right. So one of the deer's legs has been completely blown away. You can assume that whatever was in the shotgun was. It definitely wasn't birdshot. You're not sure what happened. The general area of shop in front of where the deer is right now is just kind of torn to shreds. You know, one of the deer's legs is gone, and it's kind of hunched over the fairly athletic guy. And his left bicep is just completely pierced by one of its antlers.
I'm gonna shoot the deer.
All right. Dex minus 4 for gun.
Dex minus 4. Good thing I have 12 dex.
You can use your luck if you want.
Wait, we have luck?
He does.
Oh. I didn't know that.
She.
Sorry. I'm used to people playing male characters. My bad.
That is...
We have all consistently...
8, so it's minus 4?
Minus 4.
On the number.
You hit. Roll... No, I've got this here. Roll.
12 minus 4 is 8. I'm not stupid, right? 12 minus 4 is 8.
We'll yeah.
12 minus 4 is, in fact...
Okay.
12 minus 4 is 7, according
no,
to 1984.
No! That's wrong.
Gordon.
leave.
Damage. I get the shoots. Violence.
All right. Yeah, no.
Lean into it.
Roll 3d6 and tell me what you get.
No.
8. Again.
I went to the danger zone.
All right.
Wait.
Let's see what kind of rounds he had loaded. Oh, there's a kick of... Have you fired a gun before?
I have rich parents, or I'm assuming so.
In real life?
In real life, no.
Okay.
I have.
Okay.
Actually, I have one.
In the hunt
outdoors. That was like when I was like 10.
Anyway.
Very weak gun.
So, you in-game, Jill, you've fired a gun before. You fired handguns before. This kicks like a son of a bitch. This is not your daddy's handgun. This is, from a surprisingly small frame, pretty painful. Make a strength check to not drop it. You weren't expecting something like this.
Is there a negative to that at all?
Nope. This is just 44.
All gosh darn. Gosh darn Americans and their gun mods.
Yeah.
Success by one.
You barely managed to not drop it, but you're pretty sure that this thing isn't firing normal ammunition.
It's egg ammunition.
You hit the deer.
Cocaine shot.
God. Roll 2D for damage. Or 2D and tell me what you get.
You know, I think
10.
Alright. One of the deer's haunches has been blown away, and there's a wisp of smoke rising from where it is, and it kind of falls, tearing through the guy's bicep as it falls and the antlers go up as it hits the ground. The man screams again.
I'm gonna go.
Wait, does he scream again? The man does scream again.
That's not like Henry.
I'm gonna go over and hit it in the head with the bottle.
Alright, we'll handle that later. Chester, you're scrolling through, the news app on your phone, that we established, I feel like we established you had a news app before, right?
Yeah.
News app on your phone goes...
Generic news site.
Yeah, generic...
GNN.
GNN goes, and,
generic news.
Small fire in Golf's convenience store in... panicked craze after recent dog attacks. You can assume it's the one near your house. It says that it's still a developing story. It's pretty reasonable to assume it's the one near your house. Are you gonna click on this link and follow it through, or like that was just the headline?
I shall.
All right.
On Zoom.
You're following it through. You know, apparently it's quote under control. You're looking at it. It doesn't look under control.
Looks at window. Nah.
One of the most surprising things about it is apparently two people have been confirmed dead from burns already. You're not really sure. I mean, it's a fire in a convenience store. People could just go the other way. But that's about it. Is there anything you'd like to do?
How far through Inspacious Markiplier have I gotten through?
Because the thing is, I have no idea how long that one would be.
It's like 5 hours long.
Oh.
Supposed to be? I don't know.
I have no idea. Are you, like, watching it, or, like, just skipping through it, or...?
Oh, I'm every single pass, my guy.
Oh, you're, like, 5% through at best?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's not like I'm so far in that I gotta keep going.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I'm gonna want a little walk and check it out.
All right. I'm just going out the front door?
Yeah.
Alright. Throw open the door, you know. It's a little more bright than usual, but nothing out of the ordinary. I'm just walking there?
Yeah.
Alright. Back to Felix. You know, you've just broken the man's hip.
Mm-hmm. That's not
what,
bro.
I'm very used to the sound of hips dislocating.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fair. What would you like to do now? He's, struggling but failing to get back up to his feet.
Are there any rooms in this place that I didn't search, or...?
You didn't search the bathroom.
Okay, I'm going to quickly move out, shut the door, and go to the bathroom to see if there's anything in there before I...
Alright, make a perception check. It's a pretty small bathroom.
It might be Jake in 4 days
here.
It smells like a bathroom.
On the nubbin.
On the nubbin? You're throwing it open, throwing open the door. There's a medicine cabinet. There's a couple of bottles of pills, some safety scissors. Nothing really out of the ordinary in here. I mean, bottles of pills, but you expect it at this point. There's a thud of something knocking against the door that you just closed. Not the bathroom door, but the other door. All right, so you're absolutely looting this place out. What are you doing?
Oh, I just
assumed he just looked at a plunger.
Yeah.
Well, Luke Skywalker.
Oh, well,
you took the cricket bat with you, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, ooh, twirl, 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 twirl,
yes.
Twirl, sounds, words, and then cricket bat.
I am cricket Batman.
I'm pretty good at onomatopoeia.
Maybe my video.
So, yeah, no, you've got the cricket bat. You hear a thud on the door again, and it occurs to you, you didn't lock that door. You've got, you know, a couple of seconds to think. What would you like to do?
So the optimal Valorant strategy would be to hold the angle. I don't actually have a ranged weapon, so I need to play aggro.
Okay. All right, what are you
doing
here?
I've never cringed harder in my life.
What?
Cringed harder in my life.
All right, Felix, what are you doing?
I don't play shooting games.
I will step out of the bathroom.
All right.
Face the door.
All right.
That I closed, but did not lock.
All right.
My bat ready. Get ready to swing at anything that exits that room.
All right.
What if it's a cute
There's
cat?
Another dull thud, and another dull thud, and another thud, and a thud. And you sit there for 10, 15 seconds, heartbeat's going, you're not really sure what's happening, and it's just one every second or so. There's a rhythmic thud. Make an IQ check.
Success by one.
All right, you broke one of their arms. You're not sure how the other one's condition is. You broke their hip. How the hell are they gonna open a door?
I don't know, maybe if you open it.
Okay, that's fair.
Monkey feet, just like...
Head, just like,
yeah.
Take your tongue.
Yeah, it occurs to you that they're gonna have some difficulty opening the door.
I'll open it for them. I'll be a gentleman.
All right, you're throwing open the door? Are you opening it slowly, quickly? What are you going for here?
I just quickly open it.
All right. You had readied an attack?
Well, at this point, I'm like, okay, I'll open the door.
All right.
No, kind of forfeit.
They were standing up fully against the door and just kind of leaning against it, and they fall forwards as you open the door. You can make an attack roll, but they're falling at you.
I'm going to make a...
Or you
step
can dodge.
Out of the way.
All right, yeah, roll. Dodge.
So we'll have to dodge and I fail.
Be nice.
Not thinking.
I'm just saying. To our audience, I'm currently staring Taylor down.
Yeah.
I thought you were playing. Like, can you aim your hex eyes like further Taylor way?
For your information.
So I'm not caught in the crossfire.
I rolled a 13, and my dodge is 10.
All right. With the failure by 3. He falls at you and reaches out with the broken arm and kind of scratches down your chest. It kind of stings, but, you know, you don't actually get cut or scraped or anything. You don't take any damage.
My suit!
You notice that there is a small trail of blood running down the front of your Gucci suit.
Gucci.
Or are you still wearing the Gucci suit?
I don't think I am.
Okay.
But it would be more dramatic if I was.
Yeah, all right. Let's say you are. Magically.
For dramatic effect,
okay.
Yes.
For dramatic effect, you're wearing the Gucci suit.
And for the Batman bat, I'm Darth Vader.
All right.
They say wrath is a sin, and there are only 7 sins. But I say there's an 8th. And the 8th
is not beating the crap into someone who puts blood in
his
suit.
Looking this good.
Is vengeance.
I am the Batman.
So I'm gonna vengeance this poser.
All right, he's fully prone. I don't know what the bonuses are on that. I'll just give you a +4 to hit. So it's athletics.
So bad.
Sounds right.
Success by 3.
All right. Are you aiming anywhere particular or?
Nah.
All right. You bring it down between his shoulder blades, and you hear a very solid crunch, and he kind of stops moving.
L plus ratio plus no bones.
You just hit something that's, you know, looks like a human. moves like a human, well, like a very badly broken human. Something, thou shalt not kill. Make a fright check to avoid vomiting.
They kind of feel like me right now. Oh, just like, on Sunday.
That sounds cool, but I think that doesn't matter.
Ah, failure by one.
Alright, you kind of retch in your throat a little bit. You know, you get that acidic taste. It's disgusting. The thing on the floor isn't moving. What would you like to do before we cut to someone else?
I would like to defenestrate the cricket bat.
Alright. Are you going into the bedroom to do this, or...?
Yes.
That's what you
said. Alright.
Okay, no more of that, okay?
All right,
we've
so
had
you,
enough of that.
Everyone else got one.
You, no, we get to make that joke, not you. So you throw it out the window. It falls for a few seconds before a thud of it hitting the ground. It splits in two.
With, just like my soul.
You know?
Brittle bat. It's just so sad that, you know, like, got dropped by its master, so it just...
How could this happen to me?
Alright. Back over to Gazer. Gazer, you're driving back to your home?
Yep.
Already.
I find a white pothole on the way.
Yeah?
Potholes.
No, hit them all. Hit all of them.
You're watching it for potholes. The roads here are pretty well maintained.
Except for one.
One's first.
Except
yeah, that is a first. So you're going back through town. You know, you see a... Make a perception check.
Sure thing. Okay, that's only a failure by two.
Alright, with the failure by two, I mean, you know, you're a little nervous going through the streets. You've just seen something that shouldn't...
Be a thick thing at all.
Yeah. You're driving through the streets on your way home.
I just being like...
You're taking your time. You're a little nervous. There's a couple of people out on the street. You have to stop for a pedestrian going by.
Okay, is that grandmother?
No.
I mean, the driving coach you just gave looked
no.
like my grandmother's.
You're going through town. You get home without anything crazy happening. Off in the distance, you see smoke rising. So that's about it.
I'm going to check it out.
All right. Are you going to drive towards the smoke?
Yes.
Alrighty. Finn, Jill. Jill, the deer is slumped, no longer moving. Finn, you're out the back. Are you still looking at
old?
I'm
just be really loud.
Trying to decide which way to run. Because you said there's two dumpsters out back.
Yeah, two dumpsters.
Was there only the one attacking deer?
Yeah, the other ones seem to have left.
Oh, okay. So I can book around the building and back towards the front.
Yeah, and there is still a Hummer there.
That's what I was thinking.
I assume the keys have been left in it.
Yep, we've been over that. We are in it.
Are you booking it to the Hummer?
I'm booking it for the Hummer.
Ciao. All right. You put points into speed, didn't you?
Yep. I did.
Did you know that my call dawn?
Yeah.
30. I did actually. Yeah, I put them in basic move.
They didn't know.
Oh, okay.
Basic speed.
So you hop into the car. You get there. Keys are in the ignition.
Perfect.
You assume that it's Jill's. Well, no. You saw Jill get out of this Hummer. You're pretty sure that, you know, she owns it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you driving away? Or?
No, I'm getting in the passenger seat and putting my seatbelt on.
Oh, okay. So, you see Finn, as he runs to the front of the store, throw open the passenger side of your Hummer and get in. Guy is screaming on the floor. The deer is not moving. That's the state of things in this sad, sad liquor shop.
Kill the deer and the guy.
Yeah, like that thing I did. Like back
I'm gonna
when.
Put the gun down on the counter.
All right.
Take the bottle and just.
On who?
On the deer.
All right.
Gotta make sure it's dead.
You success. You know the bottle cracks. Cracks. It completely smashes. It's a glass bottle. You know, it kind of hurts your hands a little, but you don't get cut. The glass goes everywhere. And the deer's neck is opened and bleeding rather heavily.
Oh, physical violence!
The shopkeep looks at you in horror.
No.
And passes out. Fully unconscious. Eyes roll back, head hits the floor, bleeding heavily from the chest.
Can I go try to get my Hummer back now?
Yeah. Are you just leaving the shop like this?
I'm gonna grab the gun and just run to the Hummer.
Alright. So you just threw the cricket bat out of the window?
Yes.
It falls for a few stories, hits the ground. Jill, you're grabbing the gun, running to the Hummer.
The broken bottle, gun, just sprinting towards the Hummers, because,
all right.
Don't want to be left here.
So you're running with the broken bottle.
And a gun, yes.
And okay. All right.
This could possibly go wrong.
So the bottle is kind of dripping very old scotch, and it's a very, very jagged bottle. You could cut something really easily with this, but you don't let that stop you. You run to the Hummer, throw open the door, hop into the driver's seat. Are you just booking it out of there?
Hey, do you want to drive?
I don't know how.
But I have news for you. I don't know how either.
If you're more comfortable with that, as long as you're not going to kick me out.
Actually, I think I should drive.
Alright.
I was just going to say we should go downtown and get hot dogs.
No! I like hot dogs.
I also like hot
dogs. So, are you going to drive away?
Yep, to hot dogs.
Alright. Okay, are you driving carefully or quickly? Sorry, carefully or not carefully?
Carefully or danger zone?
Yeah. Are you
on
the
highway?
The danger zone?
To the danger zone. Or away from
the danger zone. I'm driving like someone who just got their license.
All right.
Ayo, you.
Full of adrenaline, though? Because you did just kill a deer.
Yeah.
Mm.
Adrenaline!
So only like 20 on the speed.
So
it's totally fine.
Driving is dex or IQ minus 5.
Yep. So that's a...
Roll it.
Oh, no. Time to use my luck.
Thank God for luck.
Come on, Lady Luck, don't fail me now.
I was like, we both die at the same time.
It's not bad.
That would be bad.
Seven.
You have to reroll twice, though, and take the best of the three.
Well, seven is a lot better than that. It's minus 5. Success by 1 for my IQ.
Nice!
13 IQ.
You're actually... You don't quite notice how fast you're going. I'm like, Ben, you look over at the speedometer.
I figured, as she whips, around the corner, the tire's screaming, I just reach up, there's no handles.
Yeah.
Window, and I'm just like...
It reminded me of that, path
thing. This is a 50 zone. She's easily hitting 80. You're absolutely both.
Gas. Gas.
Gotta step on the gas.
Okay, did that like me?
Is this an MPH or KMPH?
What?
Is this in miles per hour or kilometers per hour?
Miles.
So the fastest 80.
Yeah, you're you are going highway speeds.
Hot dog, let's go.
What?
Like right before, if you were going the other way, you'd be getting onto the on ramp. So you've got 5-10 seconds before you're into the town proper. And
full on screaming.
Yeah.
My dog.
You can slow down if you would like.
Yeah, just a little bit.
All right, so you slow back down to maybe
40.
Maybe 10 over the speed limit. You start visibly shaking as the adrenaline is kind of slowly wearing off.
No.
Are you driving anywhere in particular?
Hot dogs.
All right, you're driving to...
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
Harry's hot dogs.
Trying to get them to go to all night.
Mm. Yeah, and you look so annoying.
Yeah. You're driving there with no real issues.
Let's go!
Make a perception check as you're driving through the night.
They have a veggie dog, too.
Veggie dogs. Perception?
Perception.
Success by 5.
Oh, success by 5. There is smoke rising in the distance, and the sky in that area is an orangey red. It's not, the time of day for that part of the sky to be orangey red. If you're just going to the hot dog spot...
Dude, that's a really late sunset.
If you're just going to the hot dog spot...
I imagine hanging together and just don't want...
Because it means they're guessing for hot dogs.
Yeah.
Wouldn't this drink?
All right. Gazer?
Yeah?
Where are you driving again?
To the area that...
Oh, right, you're going into the danger zone. All right, so you're driving towards the fire.
Yeah.
Or the smoke in the sky.
And I'm only at the...
Are your windows down? Or?
No.
Okay.
I have night air conditioning.
Okay.
This is like the most depressing danger zone ever.
Yeah, put me in there.
It's just fast. It'll be the pothole, I bet.
Make a perception check.
Yeah, duh. Come on. Okay, what about the thing?
All right, just roll it.
Who's a four?
Maybe one.
Just roll.
One. Yes! Did that bite. The
by
death.
By...
Success, by success.
The death.
Fuck.
It fucked.
Oh, okay.
As you're driving, you see that someone on the sidewalk is watching you, and you just keep going. I assume you're not slowing down for this?
Nope.
Alright. Someone is watching you as you drive by. Other than that, nothing's really out of the ordinary. They're walking in the same direction that you're driving, but past that, nothing's too crazy tonight.
Mm.
Still going to the fire?
Yep.
Alright.
Blind on popo if there any.
As you get closer, even with your windows rolled down, you can smell the smoke. Chester, you see Gazer's car go by as you're walking towards the fire. You know,
interesting.
It's pretty obviously his car.
L plus ratio.
Are you still going?
I imagine having a car. I do have a car. You know, yeah, I'm walking.
Oh, yeah. You absolutely could have taken the car if that's what you had wanted to do. I assume.
I mean, it's within walking distance.
Yeah.
So.
No, all right.
You've seen the gas prices.
Yeah, that's fair.
Push economy?
So,
I get on my horse and I ride my horse.
Yeah.
I should have taken riding and then just have a horse.
But your horse will be dead already.
It would be
right? It would cost much less than a car.
Yeah.
Have a horse. Just ride down the road with a horse. Use the horse to kick him, you know what I mean? It's perfect.
Right. Yay!
It'd be epic.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh yeah,
so
not zombies.
As you're getting there.
Definitely aliens.
Monsters
Oh, that was a dead movie.
Gazer,
no.
You get to the convenience store that's on fire maybe 30, 45 seconds before Chester gets there. This fire is no longer in one store. It is in multiple stores. It's kind of spreading rather quickly, which is surprising considering that there's one truck actively
not on fire.
You know, fighting the fire. There's a fire truck there.
I'm going to
make a perception check.
Okay.
And Chester, as you were right, going to make one as well.
4, 5, 1, 13. I did that by 2.
Success by 1.
Alright, both of you see that...
I did failed by 2.
One of the fire trucks, the lights are still going, but it's not actually being used. It's just kind of parked there.
I say to Dorothy, Chester.
Chester, are you making an attempt to be visible? Like, are you going out of your way to be seen?
No.
No, you're kind of focused on the fire.
I'm going to go put my call.
Yes.
Like, move that bit and avoid fire so it does not catch on fire.
All right, that's fair. So you're kind of backing away from the fire.
Yeah,
are you going to get out of your car?
Now it's just intertwined.
I rolled out my window.
All right. The smell of smoke is really strong. Like, you know, it's a campfire on steroids. It's pretty bad.
Chester, get in here if you're here.
Don't see me.
You don't see Chester. You can make a perception check with a -4 penalty.
Fine.
It's a fire. It's pretty distracting.
1.
Just roll the 3 dice at once.
I'm doing what Henry does. I failed by 5.
I'm a GM. I do it for dramatic effect.
Yeah. So failure by 5? Yeah, no. You are enamored by the fire. Something you do notice, though, is one of the people on the fire crew notice you and just kind of start vaguely screaming at you. You can't hear it over the blazing inferno, but, you know, they're screaming at you. Not sure what they're saying, but they're saying something. Chester, you see Gazer getting yelled at by a fire captain.
I walk away. I've seen enough.
All right, fair enough. Gazer, as you keep watching, you see that the flow of water out the hose has stopped as you've backed your car up.
Oh, no.
What would you like to do?
Oh. What? Drive away.
All right. As you move your car forward a little bit, the water starts coming out again. As you look in your rearview mirrors, you had fully run over and blocked the hose.
Skill.
Felix, what would you like to do? You know, you've retched in your mouth a little bit, you threw the cricket bat out the window, you've taken someone or something's life, you're not really sure.
I'm gonna just, like,
all right,
dust off my semi-bloody Gucci suit.
Just wash it in this dude's
I've
place.
Had enough of it.
I'm gonna open... Wait, does their door lock from the inside?
The apartment door?
Yes.
The apartment door can lock from the inside, yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to open the door, lock it, then exit and leave.
Alright. You lock the door with no real problems. You know, the gravity of your situation is kind of setting in as you make direct eye contact with one of the cameras. You wink at the camera because that's what Gordons do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What would you like to do now?
I need to find Finn Davenport.
Yes!
Alright.
I didn't imagine he's a bug. He does.
As you say this,
it's not my fault. You won't drive me home. He won't drive me home. Jill never
camera
shows up
kinda
to work.
Pans out a little bit. It focuses back in on
because you're annoying.
On Chester. Chester, you're walking away from the fire as you've seen Gazer, you know, actively interrupt the firefighting process.
I'm going to jail.
Imagine going to jail.
What would you like to do?
I'm walking home, man. I've seen the fire. It is definitely not getting better. And I'm going to walk home, and I'm just going to... I guess I should wake up my parents once I get home to warn them that there's a fire.
Are you walking home, or are you, like, running home, or...?
I'm, like, speed walking home.
You get home pretty quickly. Like, yelling up the stairs, or what's going on here?
Well, they're sleeping, so I kind of, like, I open it, and I walk in, and I, like, shake them awake, and I'm all, like...
All right.
Motherfucker. They're happening. Mom, Dad, there's like a really bad fire down the street. Like, it might spread far. Like,
oh.
If it reaches us.
Oh dear.
Oh shoot, that sucks, buddy.
Yeah. Your father grabs the phone, starts dialing up 911.
Yeah, there's already one fire truck there, but like they're not doing much. I kind of went. And
oh dear. Your parents are not really sure what to do. Indecisiveness runs in your family.
Yes.
Or I guess indecisiveness speed walks in your family, but...
Yes. It does.
Guys are just kind of sitting in your room together. It's a bit of a scary moment. I mean, fire bad, you know? Fire bad.
Yeah.
It's been generally established by humans for...
Once you got a big fire going, it can spread fast, the wind.
Yeah.
Fight weeds.
Gazer, so you're driving back the way you came, or like past the convenience store?
I'm just going to fly where I just came from.
Alright. Jill, Jill, Finn. Felix and Finn is fun to have written one after the other on the name list. Jill, Finn, you guys are headed to the convenience store that sells hot dogs.
Dot Hogs, let's go.
Alright.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I'm fire.
You guys roll up. It's 7:30, they're not close to closing. Go in, get yourself some hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Alright.
That's why we're here.
There's one guy manning the counter. Seems like a pretty bored teenager. You know?
Ow.
Hi. What are you guys in here tonight for?
Hot dogs.
There's energy
hot
drinks.
Dog.
And Finn, you step through the door and he's like, listen man, I'm telling you, we are not staying open till 3 AM.
Dude. Is he in here at 3 AM? Again?
Yeah.
Shoot. Hey, you got hot dogs on? Are they fresh or like 3 days ago?
Yeah, they're fresh.
I was hoping they were morning.
You said energy drinks?
And energy drinks, yeah. It's a
convenience store. It's got all the
they've got everything.
Convenience.
Energy drinks.
So, yeah. I'm assuming we have a typical Circle K setup where you've got taquitos and hot dogs and nachos and nacho cheese.
Takis.
And Takis.
And a throw machine.
So I'm gonna grab a bag of Takis. I'm gonna grab two hot dogs. I'm gonna rip the buns open. And I'm just gonna throw them on like a nacho plate. And I'm gonna cover it all in nacho cheese and salsa and chili. And then ketchup.
I feel the
guys are watching you do this, and he starts
sour
cream up even before you get
pickles.
He knows what you do.
Pickle up nothing.
He just kind of raises an eyebrow at you, Jill. And what'll it do for you?
Okay, to describe my character's like personality, basically like a 16-year-old. They're 24, but like they have the mindset brain.
What are you saying about 16-year-olds, huh?
Well, yeah, they're like a hyperactive 16-year-old.
No longer 16.
I want a hot dog and the whatever has the most amount of sugar in it. And caffeine.
He just looks at you, raises another eyebrow. There's a shelf.
They didn't see.
Over there.
Well, you're helpful. I go over to the shelf.
He kind of sighs.
Try one of those beasties.
Yeah.
With caffeine with energy, coffee with energy.
A beastie, but
you go over to them. Are you getting this recommended caffeine drink?
I'm looking through for which one has the most like caffeine and sugar.
You're kind of gazing through. The Beasties one has a safety label. Do not consume more than one of these in a 24-hour period in fairly small text at the bottom.
I'm going to get two. All
right.
Because I like spiting things.
That's grab me one, too.
I grab three.
All right.
That's three. Grab me one, three.
Yeah. You look at it. You're kind of reading over the label. Normal energy drinks have somewhere between 480 and 700% of your daily caffeine and taurine. This has 1600% of your daily caffeine and 1900% of your daily taurine in one drink.
Let's get twitchy.
Yeah.
It's like 5 hour energy and you multiply that by 10.
Yeah.
Go 50.
Once the niacin flush fades, it's great.
Literally 2 days.
Now I'm gonna get a hot dog and just leave.
All right.
I don't have to pay for stuff.
Oh, Christ, you're not paying for it.
Legal immunity, let's go.
He doesn't bat an eye when you leave. Like, you stop. You've got to pay for that. And then he just sighs and goes back to looking at his phone. Are you paying for it, Henry?
Can I give him 2 gummy bears?
Yeah.
Just drop 2 gummy bears on the counter and walk in.
This is the weirdest theft of all time. All right, get out.
It has to be.
It's trained.
He's the 2 gummy bears.
Did you get the 2?
I hate this place so
much. Where'd you get the 2 gummy bears to barter
system? How is the gummy bears?
Yeah.
We've established this in session 1.
I wasn't there session 1.
Oh, well, that's fair.
I have gummy bears that I eat, and then I warned him not to eat.
Yeah.
And then I gave this guy 2.
What do you...
Oh,
and they're literally... No, they're literally just gummy bears.
Oh, okay.
They're just gummy bears, but they happen to be not a good idea for Taylor to eat. And he uses them as gifts.
Mm.
Or payment.
Yeah.
I just drop the gummy bears, put the rest on my tab. Dude, I'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, Gazer, are you going home or?
Yeah, or at 3 a.m.
So you get home, not much difficulty. You go into your apartment. You kind of collapse under the bed. This has been a long day.
Yeah.
You know, you've had some pretty wacky stuff going on, and there's a right from your headboard. The thudding noise from earlier is back.
Okay, I'm going to check where that is.
All right, you leave. Like, you go back out into the hall. You see that the door is still kind of busted up from where you kicked it earlier.
Something.
Wall.
The hall.
5. Perception.
Oh.
4.
Seeing what it is.
Are you putting your ear to the door? Like, what are you doing?
I'm putting it to the door.
Alright, you put your ear to the door.
Big B.
That 9.
Big B.
9? Alright. Something big is hitting the door. And you... God damn it, Spencer. Because I walked into that one.
What?
You remember that your neighbor over here is actually a bodybuilder. Spends most of his time in the gym.
Oh, I did not know that.
You're recalling it now.
You know now.
Jimmy?
Jimmy Neutron.
You call him Jimmy.
Jimmy the Jimmer.
You don't know his actual name. He's
yeah.
A Russian. He's a Russian bodybuilder. You don't know why he's here in North America. You don't know his name. You can't pronounce his name.
Yeah.
You call him Jimmy.
I call him Jimmy, Jimmy Two Shoes.
All right.
Because he does wear 2 shoes.
He does wear 2 shoes.
All
right. You know, you hear another thud on the door.
Okay, I'm gonna open the door. I'm gonna find the dead open for him.
The door's locked. We established this before.
I'm gonna break down that door with a baseball bat.
You
don't have one,
but baseball bat.
You have.
Are you like gonna kick the door again, or?
I better.
You got a department full of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you could hit it with a chair.
I'll put him in a chair.
Alright, you go back into your apartment. Come back.
Find a steel chair and use it.
A what?
Steel.
You don't have a steel chair. You have wooden chairs like a normal person.
Okay,
that's
I'll use
steel chairs.
Yeah.
I mean,
what's the thing in like the 80s?
Wait, actually?
Chrome.
Well, they're
chrome
like,
chairs, yeah.
They're
you
like
don't have chrome chairs.
They're like folding stainless steel
chairs.
Okay, I'm going to get this.
You know, in the
80s,
there was like.
And go to the fitting area and start whacking it.
Alright. Make a strength check.
Welcome to my 2012. 10. The death by 2.
Alright. You've, started battering down the door. You think it will take you another 2, maybe 3 seconds to get through? Are you gonna keep going?
Yep.
The thudding from the other side has gotten a little faster and a lot heavier.
What with the door?
You have hit the door. The door is kinda buckling as you repeatedly hit it with a chair.
I think
you've broken the lock, and as you hit it for the last time, the door swings open and looks like it's gonna go fully. And it hits something and bounces back.
I'm gonna try to hold it.
Alright. Like, are you holding it closed or open?
Open.
Alright. Like, are you dropping your shoulder into this? Like, are you just really going for it?
I'm really going for it.
Alright. Make a strength check as you're dropping your shoulder into the door.
9.
Alright. With that success by 3, you throw this door wide open. There's your neighbor, who you kind of recognize, is standing behind it. You know, nothing really seems out of the ordinary about him, except that he's kind of hitting his own door.
Are you okay?
No response, and you guys are pretty close to each other. He reaches out with one hand and kind of steps at you. You can make a dodge roll if you want, but he's definitely breaking the very personal... boundary for personal space. Like, he's like my hand to Henry's hand away from you at this point.
Oh,
that's too close.
I'm gonna fight the wall for it, just be empty.
All right, dodge?
I have my dodge at 8.
Roll it.
Weak.
All right.
Is that one hand? Is that one?
You step back as he kind of swings one very muscled arm at you. You know, as he continues with the swing, it turns vaguely into a punch. More of a slap, really. Alright, you step backwards. You know, your karate training really comes in handy.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
He steps forward again. And he kind of leans back before snapping at you. Head first, almost like he's going to headbutt you. You can dodge again. If you want, or you can try and parry or something like that.
I'm gonna parry. My parry 9.
Alright, roll it.
No.
I'm attacked by 5.
Can you
say failure by 5?
Parry by 5.
Failure by 5.
Fail, he one succeeds.
Yeah.
That way, there's still succeed in the game.
He doesn't fail to succeed in the first place. He succeeds and then messes that up.
Yeah, no, that's
fair. Failed successfully.
You go to block his hand, but he's not attacking you with his hand. He slams his forehead down into yours, and you take 2 2 bludgeoning damage.
I don't know. What did that
just
mean?
Just 2 damage.
Okay.
2 damage.
Unless
his forehead slams into yours, and you see his jaw open, and he kind of is gnashing at the air between his jaw and your nose, but... His forehead is getting in the way.
Oh my god, he's got babies.
He's... Make a perception check?
That's what I would think.
3.
He's foaming from the mouth. He's got some cuts and scratches on him.
Yep, it babies.
You absolutely think he's got rabies. Jill, Finn.
Me.
Y'all are... eating your hot dogs.
I'm absolutely downing one of those drinks.
Yeah, it's a good life. The drink tastes both amazing and awful. It's kind of like battery acid, but also cocaine.
What with the...
Saying my character's personality, I probably like the taste of battery acid.
Yeah, no, that's fair. You like it because
like
it's edgy.
Static.
You like it because it tastes edgy. It
tastes like a party.
Yeah.
I can take.
Despite you not getting invited to those very often, because, you know.
I need invites, I just go.
Yeah, that's fair.
What are they going to do? Kick me off their property?
Yeah, trespassing? I don't even know them.
Trespasser, I barely know her.
Yeah, no, that works better. That works way better, actually. Damn.
Eat my hot dog, don't you?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you're downing this drink. You're having a grand old time. You two are bonding over your shared love of very unhealthy substances that are completely legal.
Probably.
Yeah. I can't die.
Chester.
I'm rich.
She's got this much diplomatic immunity.
Kind of. Yeah.
It's illegal.
Diplomatically immune to bullets.
That's how that works, right?
Totally.
Are you just kind of sitting with your parents? What would you like to do?
I'm going on like the news, and I'm just going to search through stories that's happening.
You boot up your computer, phone.
My phone.
All right.
My phone.
You.
Can I go live with their nacho does?
What?
Can I go live with my nacho does?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Right. You see an alert from Instagram that Burger Lover 103 has gone live on Instagram. But more importantly than that, both of you notice at around the same time that there's been a emergency alert. Alert from the governor of Wisconsin. I know it's Wisconsin, but T-Pain rhymed mansion with Wisconsin, and that is the greatest lyrical genius I've ever seen, and no one can tell me otherwise. Eminem, eat your heart out.
But
I know
that about
Eminem.
Wisconsin.
Eminem isn't that good.
Eminem's
terrible.
Wisconsin governor.
He made that.
Okay, you see
Eminem.
She just goes fast with all.
It's the little sister of the presidential alert. You've got a notice from Tony Evers, governor of Wisconsin, on your phone.
Did you actually?
I actually Googled that.
Oh my god.
I've Googled that and guns way too many times. I'm on a watch list somewhere, boys. Anyway, so...
I think the podcast on the watch list.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Y'all are coming down with me. All right.
Not all the others.
Oh, Christ. Jill, if you check your phone, you see as well. Anyone who checks their phone sees that there is an emergency alert from the governor of Wisconsin that the state is in a state of emergency. You guys are in a state of emergency as, quote, lawlessness and
those
violence.
Those darn dogs.
Lawlessness and violence have sprung up, and the National Guard will be moving in sometime tomorrow morning. You know.
So I excuse
them. Jill, you understand how these things work a little bit because you've heard your mother and father complaining about them before. It's going to be like 2 or 3 days till the National Guard actually get there. The National Guard is never actually ready to do anything. It's kind of the threat of them being there.
Like the boogeyman.
They're not really the boogeyman. Yeah, I'm making a feds joke. What about it?
I was going to say something about showing up with Costco tiki torches.
No!
Anyway.
I mean, that's like a third of the National Guard right there. Kidding! We love you guys. Do we?
I don't care. I don't defend my country.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fair.
I mean, you're right.
You know that the National Guard's probably not going to respond pretty quickly. It's around Christmas time. A lot of them take time off. It's reasonable.
We need to go get waffles.
Waffles is at the vet clinic.
I know.
To the vet clinic.
Gazer.
Yep.
This person with rabies is kind of biting at your face right now. You're reeling, and your head is pounding and throbbing. They're biting at your nose. Your head is throbbing. You can feel the headache coming on already. Are you going to do anything right now? Like, what are you going to do?
I'm
going to
get out a knife.
You don't have a knife on you.
Do I have a gun on me?
Are you a gun owner?
I have a gun at home. So.
Are you a legal gun owner?
Give me that.
In Wisconsin, it's pretty easy to get a gun.
I have a wide knife.
Okay. Pull your concealed carry, very illegal.
What?
A 45 auto pistol.
What?
And a 45 auto pistol.
All right, fair enough. I mean, Casey got an automatico. For all of you listeners who know what that is. Casey, are you going to take any more time to look at this gun? We'll deal with that after. Yeah. So you pull out your knife, or are you just
going to
stab
him? I'm going to pull out my knife, and I'm going to stab him in the head. I'm going to stop him from attacking me.
All right, so you're going for a head stab. Roll it.
I know it
is
like
minus four. For the head? No, not for the head. Face? Are you going for the face or the skull or what are you going for here?
I don't know. I'm just going to roll for my enemy.
Are you going for the neck, the skull, or the face?
Maybe
or the eye.
Or the eye.
I'm going to go with the mouth.
All right, so face with knife minus five.
Okay.
And knife defaults to dex minus...
Fifth.
Oh,
we got skull dex or skull knife there.
I'm going to fail. Yeah, minus. I ended that by three.
Good. Fail by three?
Fail by three.
You kind of...
Is that 12?
No. That's three.
Huh.
That of one, Henry.
Yeah, so three.
One, two.
And nine.
Nine.
Don't. You have a knife skill.
No, I don't.
Do you? Large knife, 13.
You know his sheet better than
me. I have his sheet.
All right.
I am the sheet.
So you succeed.
Yeah.
You success.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
A winner is you. Take it.
Yeah.
Just
all right. I'll give it to you. You hit. Roll it.
Roll 2D.
Whatever your knife
damage for stabbing, swing, press?
Oh, 1D. 1D.
Where did
I just have it?
Yeah, 5.
Face is 1 and 4.
Oh, okay. I cannot do that.
So you stab at his face. How much damage did you do?
5.
You kind of slash across his face. You get his nose pretty good and his right cheek. He doesn't really seem all too fazed by it.
I did that one again.
Are you going to go all out?
I might have to.
All right. Roll it again.
Come on, give me a good one. 9, again.
Alright, and yeah, if I gave it to you last time, I'll give it to you again.
Who skills 13?
So. Roll it.
Sorry. Jack already made the joke.
I said, stay away from me!
Oh yeah, he would hit torso.
Oh. Yeah, no, that's fair. This time you stab, you're going for the face, you're stabbing up. This is a pretty big guy.
Mm-hmm.
You get upper torso instead.
Yeah.
Like, right around,
the peg.
Where the throat really intersects with the chest. Not much muscle and bone there.
Well, damn it.
Yep.
5 then.
Five damage again.
I could have helped you.
Alright. You stab. The knife actually skips off the bone and juts up. You kind of drop it. Well, not really drop it. You let go of it and step back. The handle gets pretty wet pretty quickly.
Oh my god, I can feel... God, no. Spencer, be quiet.
That's what she said.
Spencer. No! Damn it!
Damn it! Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
That was part 5 of the Gord Pain. We hope you are enjoying it so far. We certainly are enjoying playing through it. I am definitely enjoying being a player. And for now, let's just give a huge thank you to DJ Moves for intro and outro music, and a huge thank you to Colchester East Hands Public Library for giving us a place to play. If you want to check us out, we are on Twitter at GRP Streaming, or you can send us an email, grpstreaming@gmail.com. Until next time.